Chapter 5. Peace on the Plain. After the flood, life on the savannah settled into its peaceful rhythm. The wildebeest migration pulsed through the Serengeti, and the elephants began their travels along the ancient path. Once more, Connie and his young friends were able to play with carefree joy. However, while the frightening waters may have receded, the shadow of a new danger threatened. "Dear Billy, greetings from Kenya. Things are so much better since I last wrote. The drought is finally over, and so is the big flood. Everyone is relaxed, and we can go about life without worrying. All the water and sweet grass have made everyone happy. These days have been really nice. We've all been down by the waterhole, the one where you and I got into so much trouble for splashing Edwin. You would hardly recognize him. Back then he was just a teenager like us now. Today, he is almost as big a bull as Winston. No one has time to bother each other because there's so much good food. The lions and hyenas have been hanging out with the zebras, gazelles, and warthogs like old friends. Grandmama is trying to decide if we should move on and join some of the other families for a while. There's still lots of grass and water, but she's heard news with her feet that ivory poachers have been seen around the park. These bad men carry guns and hunt down elephants, even though the law says they cannot. They try and catch big bulls like Winston, and even go after the aunties and the babies. I wish we could stay here. The grass is so sweet and the water so tasty, but Grandmama thinks we need to move on. I must admit, it's hard to have fun when you feel like a poacher might show up any minute. I will let you know what Grandmama decides to do and send a message about where we are headed on the path. Everyone waves a trunk hello, and Grandmama told me to tell you to come home soon. We all miss you. Your cousin, Connie."